With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Following the lead of one of its neighbors, the Louisiana Senate advances a bill that would empower state and local law enforcement to arrest and jail illegal aliens.
The proposed measure, which now heads to the House, resembles legislation in Texas. GOP State Senator Valerie Hodges says Louisiana has the, quote, right to defend our nation and accuses the federal government of neglecting responsibilities to enforce immigration law. Opponents argue the bill is unconstitutional, will not do anything to make the state safer, and will only fuel negative and false rhetoric directed toward illegal aliens. Ron DeRockster reporting.
A ceasefire and hostage release deal remains elusive as the war in Gaza rages on. The BBC's Hugo Bishega says Hamas has rejected the latest Israeli proposal.
Hamas is saying that there is nothing new in this proposal, that the offer on the table doesn't meet their demands. And essentially they have three main demands. They want a permanent ceasefire, in other words, the end of the war. They want all Israeli troops out of Gaza, and they also want displaced residents to be allowed to return to northern Gaza.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden trying again to transfer student debt from those who took out the loans to those who did not. White House correspondent Greg Clugston in Milwaukee.
During a visit here in the battleground state of Wisconsin, the president outlined a plan that he said would offer life-changing relief to college graduates. It's part of his administration's effort to move past the Supreme Court decision that stopped its first student loan forgiveness plan. Republicans complain that the debt forgiveness unfairly puts the burden of college tuition onto taxpayers who didn't take out loans. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 72 points, the Nasdaq 89 points higher. This is SRN News. A pair of scientists takes on transgenderism.
Dr. Alex Byrne of MIT and Dr. Carol Hooven of Harvard have penned an editorial for the New York Times in which they condemn the use of the term sex assigned at birth. The two academics say that phrase, quote, creates doubt about a biological fact when there shouldn't be any. This is not progress. It is worth pointing out that Byrne and Hooven are not opposed to transgenderism, but argue that the language being used by some activists is anti-science. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Vatican has declared that sex change operations and surrogacy are grave violations of human dignity. A new document from the Doctrine Office puts them on par with abortion and euthanasia as practices that the Catholic Church believes violate God's plan for human life. The Vatican also flat-out rejects so-called gender theory, or the idea that one's gender can be changed. It says God created man and woman as biologically different, separate beings. This is SRN News. Tesla settles a lawsuit. It was brought by the family of a Silicon Valley engineer.
That man died in a crash while relying on the company's semi-autonomous driving software. The size of the settlement was not disclosed in court documents filed Monday, just a day before the trial stemming from the 2018 crash on a San Francisco Bay Area highway was scheduled to begin. The family of Walter Huang filed a negligence and wrongful lawsuit in 2019 seeking to hold Tesla and by extension its CEO Elon Musk liable for repeatedly exaggerating the capabilities of Tesla's self-driving car technology. Evidence indicated that Huang was playing a video game when he crashed into a highway barrier. Keith Peters reporting.
More than 200 chemical plants at locations all around the country must reduce their toxic emissions, those emissions likely to cause cancer, under a new Environmental Protection Agency rule. More details at SRNnews.com.